What really worries financial markets is that the Europeans have not developed an institutional framework for dealing consistently with the economic policies and with the policy-making process that is required in a monetary union.
This is At Brookings, a weekly in-depth look at the issues behind the news. This week, the meetings of the G8 and G20. As President Obama heads for Toronto this month for the G20 summit, bolstering the shaky global economy will be the top priority. While the gathering was already set for a discussion of the overall global recovery, the continuing crisis in Europe has sharpened its focus. Non-resident senior fellow Domenico Lombardi previews the issues that await Obama and his fellow world leaders at the summit.
Is it likely that the ongoing European debt crisis is going to dominate this G20 meeting?
Clearly, over the latest few months, the European crisis has somehow shaped the discussion on the global recovery. There are repercussions all over the world, including in the U.S., but not only in the U.S. And, of course, the G20 summit will provide the key opportunity for the world leaders to exert pressure on the Europeans. First, they will try to understand what's going on, what their policy response is and will be in the coming months. And then they will exert pressure, moral suasion for the Europeans to come closer and to implement some resolute action that has been missing so far.
Is the debt crisis just the beginning of more economic problems for Europe? Or has this crisis that broke out in 2008 pretty much ended?
The European crisis would have come anyway. Clearly, it was facilitated by the international financial crisis. But essentially, what really worries financial markets is that the Europeans have not developed an institutional framework for dealing consistently with the economic policies and with the policy-making process that is required in a monetary union. Moreover, structural reforms have been lagging, and therefore there is really a growth issue in Europe. This is what concerns financial markets, and until the Europeans give a plausible and credible response to this growth problem, European markets will continue to worry about the future of Europe.
Let me ask you about some specific economies. Spain, Portugal, Ireland, even Britain.
And possibly Italy.
And Italy.
These are countries that may face increasing problems if financial markets decide to stop their ability to roll over their public debt. How the Europeans have decided to address this issue is essentially through fiscal retrenchment. They are going to cut deficits. They will be front-loading fiscal retrenchment. However, there has not been really a broader, more comprehensive, more long-term response to the issues raised by this crisis. That is, how the European economy is going to be able to grow to service an increasing public debt.
Do you think that the steps that you've talked about here are going to succeed?
It's very difficult to say because the Europeans are at a very defining moment in their recent history. Their recent history has been marked by increasing integration, and they have been so far pretty successful at that. Now, what this crisis is telling them is that they have either to integrate further or eventually they will have to disintegrate. And this is clearly something that no one is really looking forward to. My concern is at the moment there is not enough appetite among the European electorate for further integration.
What's the impact of the European crisis on the United States?
The European economy is really the largest trading partner for the U.S. If the European economy doesn't do well, if the European economy falters, clearly this means less export opportunities for the American producer, and therefore this is going to jeopardize the objective set by the Obama administration to double exports in the coming years.
Thank you so much for being here. Very informative.
Thank you.
I'm Ron Nesson. See you next week at Brookings.
At Brookings is produced by the Brookings Institution. To learn more about the issues discussed on At Brookings, visit our website at brookings.edu.